principle is the foundation or law by which and on which everything stands. I repeat, principles or the principle is the foundational law by which and on which everything stands. If you learn the principle of a thing, you'll always be protected by the principle. You see, principles are more powerful than facts. Let me deal with this a second. A principle was around long before the facts arrived. It may be a fact that you're in financial problems. That's a fact. What is a fact? Write this down. I want you to get this. It's very important. A fact is not a principle. And a principle is not a fact. A fact is the present state of things. That's a fact. It's a fact that you're sitting here in this chair right now in this auditorium. It's a fact that you're wearing that suit you're wearing. That's a fact. But guess what? Facts change. All facts are temporary status. They're just the present state of things. That's why you should learn what I'm teaching you in this series. If you live by principles, the facts won't bother you. Why? Because you know a change gotta come. Believe me, friends, no matter what you're facing, stick with the principle. You see, if the facts control you, you're being controlled by a temporary ruler. But the first principle, the first law, is the one you stay with. That's the one that never goes away. It's the one that lasts forever. That's why he says, my word will not pass away. If you build your life on this principle of my word, everything else will change. Whatever you're suffering right now is only temporary. But if you go with the suffering, then you can go into some other ones. But if you stay on board the principle, oh, hallelujah. Just stick with the principle. Understand what God meant. What's the principle in this thing? And believe me, friends, you'll be safe. And you know, sometimes the facts make you nervous. Let me just calm some of you young people, you know, you're looking for husband and wife. And it's a big one, you know, because I talk this a lot because if you touch that thing, you're going to be affected forever. Ask them folks who've been through it. And the principle is, don't devalue your standards for anybody. That's the principle. Whatever you compromise to get, you will lose. So if you decide, well, things getting a little rough, or 35 now, things getting late, getting tight, I got to grab who I could, you violate a principle. What happened? You reduced your value for the sake of an immediate factual experience. And believe me, marriage is not a fact. It should be a principle. Lift your hands anyhow if you ain't going to say amen. Let your principles be so in place that you decide, I'm going to live by this principle. First, he got to be saved. Kiss me all you want, call me up, send me roses, but you ain't saved. I can't marry you, you ain't saved. Buy me car, build me house, but you ain't saved. I ain't marrying you, you ain't saved. You got a big job, you got an honorable position in society, but you ain't saved. That's the principle. But if you ain't got that principle, you give yourself to anybody when the facts get tight. And believe me, them facts are going to change when you move into that house with that fella. Turn your neighbors to live by the principles. Let me tell you something too. Principles, like I said, they were here before you came. You know, principles are cool things. They don't bother nobody. They don't say nothing. And they don't even punish you. Principles just stand there. And when you arrive, you meet them there. And they introduce themselves. Hello, I'm principal of this. And if you ignore me, these are the consequences. You may now begin living. Some people think that they are smarter than principles. Wiser than principles. Yeah, them other folks get caught, but not me. I'm different. Oh, yeah? We ain't dealing with no differences. We're dealing with principles. Principles don't change. A principle is a first rule. And you can't improve on God's first rule. You know, God's favorite prefix, like I tell you all the time, is re. He's always telling us re-everything. Return. Reconstruct. Recover. Repent. Revive. Reconcile. Rediscover. Re-everything. Go back. Why? Go back to the first. And he begged us to come back to your first love. You got a lot of loves lately. And all them loves are wrong, he says. Come back to your first love. Everything is first. Until we understand principles, we're going to keep experimenting with facts. And facts are going to destroy your life because facts are so temporary. That's why if you're suffering any abnormality right now in your life, I beg you with all my heart, stick with the principle. Sometimes it ain't comfortable at the time, but stay with the principle. I was flying the week before last, there was a guy sitting next to me. He was a pilot for 13 years, he says. He now owns his own airline. We were chatting, and he said, I flew. So I started asking him questions about flying. Because me, I'm always interested in more knowledge. So I don't know, some might start asking questions. And he began telling me all these deep things about flying. And when he finished talking to me, I said, now, this jet is 30,000 feet. I said, how many jets are around here? He said, oh, they are all over us, under us. And I said, how come we don't see them and we don't crash and we don't collide with anybody? He says, well, there are some principles we all fly by. Woo! I almost started to preach to him. I said, yeah, brother, keep on talking. He said the principle, first principle is every piece of equipment around us got to be, that's in our altitude, got to be at least 20 miles away. 2,000 feet, that's it. 2,000 feet, every jet got to be 2,000 feet away from us. That's a principle. He says, therefore, you'll never see a jet unless you are coming close to an airport landing where they're taking off. Other than that, you never see them. It's a principle. He says, secondly, whenever we leave one airport coverage, another one picks us up. So we are always on somebody's screen who knows where everybody is in their territory. It's a principle. So it's responsibility of the pilots to contact each airport they pass over that they're coming before they reach. So that before they reach, they pick them up on the radar, and they know exactly where everybody is. That's why he said you could relax. He said that we are operating on a higher principle. That's why he says passengers, if they worry about flying, they are worrying unnecessarily. Because the whole thing is functioning on a principle. So you have ulcers in an airplane if you want to, and heart attack if you want to. He said, but you don't have to, because everything is functioning on a principle. He said, when there's a rough weather, or, you know, you get bumps and so forth in the sky, listen to this guy. He says, when there's a rough air pocket or something, and we got to change altitude, we can't change without permission. That's why he says sometimes you feel the plane going through all this stuff. No matter how much it bounces around, they got to stay with the principle. Yeah. Come on, watch your life now. Sometimes you hit an air pocket in life and people say, die. God says, no, don't die. You can crash. Yeah. Stay in the situation. Hang on to the principle. Obey God. God said, believe what I said. The weather ain't good right now, but you're going to make it. I got you on scan. It's a principle. We need as individuals to learn principles in life. When things get tough, just stay with the plan that God laid out. And believe me, remember, the weather's only temporary. That's a fact. I say the weather is a fact. Amen? That's why we got rainy season. Some of you are in rainy season right now in your life, and you think it's for an eternal thing. It isn't. The sun gonna come out soon in your life. Say amen, somebody. So don't, you know, because it's raining, don't throw away your bathing suit and life. And sell the pool. Tell your neighbor summer is coming. Yeah, it might be tough right now, but don't sell them things you use in summer. It's going to be all right. Stay on course and stay in the midst of the principle that God has given you to protect your own life. Principles are strange. If you want to live effectively, you must secure these things we call principles into your life. Let me give you a list of things about principles that have really helped me. Principles are not the same as facts. That's number one. Secondly, Right for us, principles are more important than facts. Boy, that's true. More important than facts. Don't let the facts rule your life. It's a fact that you might be sick right now. Maybe you have some kind of problem physically. But the principle is God is a healer. That's a principle. That's why Paul says, that which is seen is temporary. But that which is unseen is eternal. That's the real principles of life. Thirdly, principles protect you from facts. I tell you, if you know principles in life, you won't let your life operate by the facts. In this ministry, we are now building this tremendous project. And believe me, the facts around me for the last 10 years didn't add up to what we're doing. But I'm telling you now, I'm a crazy man. I'm going to do everything God told me and showed me to do. And you're going to do it with me. And when we finish, everybody's going to see that all them dreams are now reality. We're going to walk through them halls to that beautiful complex down there in a few months. And we're going to build that convention center for 5,000 and that college and that university. And we're going to build that high school. And we're going to build all those things. And it's going to happen to bring deliverance to nations. But it's going to happen without looking at the facts. Some of you got dreams and you're still looking at the facts. That's why you haven't stepped out. You know, principles are permanent. Facts are temporary. That's number four. Principles are permanent, but facts are temporary. That's why if you learn the principles, you can handle the facts. You can bear the facts. You can put up with the facts. Because the facts will eventually dissipate and go away. And number five, principles are the keys to successful navigation. Principles are the keys to successful navigation. If you want to make it through life, don't follow the facts. You'll end up anywhere. Follow the principles. They'll navigate you through life. They'll take you through all the tough times if you stay steady with what God has said. Now, the point here is that principles are fundamental. They are very basic things. They are guidelines that establish direction in life. In this series, we're going to deal with the principles of being an individual, a single person. There's a principle involved in that. That's why God never gave birth to any married person. Do you know you don't need to be married to go to heaven? Do you know you don't need to be married to be anointed? Do you know you don't need to be married to carry out a ministry? Matter of fact, the only thing the Bible said about marriage that's very interesting to me is this. When you get married, you have many troubles. That's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. This is a principle of singleness. There's a reason why God born you single. There's a reason for it. And if you think that something's wrong with being unmarried, then you're going to try to get married. And you miss the principle of being single. Then we can deal with the principle of marriage. We're going to deal with that in this course. We're going to talk about the principle of marriage. What is the spirit of marriage? What did God really think about when he created the institution? What was he after? And believe me, if it was not what you are going for, then you're going to have a bad experience. Because you violated principle. Then we're going to deal with the principle of parenting. Why did God give children to parents? Not parents to children. In other words, why did God fix it in such a way that children are born under the care of adults? There's a principle involved in that. And when you violate that principle, you got a problem. We can talk about the principle of growing old. People are afraid to grow old. There's a principle of growing old. Some folks are fighting old age like nothing. I mean, they fight this. They fight this, pushing this and twisting that and pushing that and twisting that. It's fighting it. And they're so paranoid, they ain't got time to enjoy their old age. They don't know what to do with old age. It's a wonderful thing to grow old gracefully and effectively. You can't violate the principles and get away. Let me Let me give you three important guidelines as we approach the next session next week. Number one, correct principles are like compasses. They are always pointing true north. Correct principles are like compasses. They are always pointing true north. The reason why I say correct principles, because there are some incorrect principles that people function by. There are people in gangs today, and the gangs operate on the principles. The mafia operate on principles. They got high principles in the mafia. You violate them, you're dead. You got thieves that have high standards and principles. They got drug pushers and drug dealers with high principles. Once you join us, you don't steal our stuff. That's a principle. You violate that, you're dead. Now, all these principles that I mentioned, these are all incorrect principles. They bring destruction. They are not in keeping with God's law. So they are not correct principles. These are principles that have been piled on top of God's principles. And they are incorrect. They're wrong. They're evil. They got different fraternities with principles that are not with God's keeping. You can join different lodges and all kind of stuff, and they got secrets and stuff, principles and high standards. The question is, do they violate God's first laws? These are the kinds of questions you ask when you deal with principles. I mean, it may be a principle that you are protected by your group that you're in, but is your group adhering to God's righteous law? That's the question. Secondly, if we know how to read principles, we won't get lost. And that's what we got to learn this year. How to read a principle. How to discover them. If you know how to read a principle, you won't get lost. Just like the pilot. The pilot has the whole world out there under him when he's flying. But he has a principle that's guiding him. If you know principles, you won't be lost, you won't get confused or fooled by conflicting voices or values. You know, people, they start off okay and then suddenly they get influenced by somebody and they change. You haven't found principles yet. When you find a principle, everyone bows to your principle if it's from God, if it's the first principle. And I tell you the truth, you need to be strong in this, in your life. You're going to make it because people will come and influence you. Everybody should bow to the principles of God in your life. That's why Jesus says, if any man is your mother, I mean your father or your mother or your sister or your brother, if they all come against you and try and violate my principles in your life, he says that they may become your enemy. He's talking about his principles. He says, anyone that comes into your life, they have to submit to your principles that are in God. Next, principles don't change or shift. That sounds simple, but it's very powerful and true. Principles don't change or shift. Let me throw in another one I think is very interesting. Principles apply at all times, everywhere. Anywhere on this planet, God's principles are the same. That means if you go from here to Timbuktu, the principle applies of living right. Ain't nobody know you there in the hotel room quiet and ain't nobody could see, but the principle's still intact. Principles apply at all times. Principles are universal laws. They're universal. They don't have any respect for culture. They don't respect your color of skin. They don't respect your economic status. They don't respect your marital status. They don't respect nothing. Principals don't care about the environment. Principals are universal law. This is so vital. Because it means, you know, I've seen people, I go to all these different countries, and maybe that's why the Lord's opening doors. Because when I sit with these leaders from different nations, it's amazing, no matter who they are, whether they speak Swahili or German or Polish or Portuguese, all of them have the same problems. And the answer is the same for every nation, every person, every family, the same answer. God got the same answer for your problem that he has for everyone else's problem. You didn't hear what I said. God got the same answer. The principle is the same. People say, well, what he done for me, he'll do for you. Or the way he fixed me, he mightn't fix you. You know, God may use different methods, but the principle is going to be the same. They're universal. They don't change, and they don't become cultural. I think it's important for us to really emphasize that God's word is not cultural. It supersedes culture. It's more important than culture. Matter of fact, I ain't sure what culture is. According to the word of God, it says that we have received the divine nature. Not a culture, but the divine nature of God. We're supposed to preach a nature, not a culture. When you start preaching your culture, then you're trying to influence other people to live like you. But if you teach a man a principle, then he can live within his culture in the principle of God. That's why Africans don't have to become an American to become a Christian. And many missionaries made that mistake. They didn't preach principles, they took culture. And people ended up looking like Americans. But they didn't know Jesus. The principles are universal. Principles are not invented by society. Make a note of that, please. No government can sit in parliament or in the Senate or in Congress and invent a principle to live by. And that's what we're having problems in right now. I showed you an article last week how in Hawaii right now they are discussing in the government to allow homosexual marriages. That just came out this week. Men marrying men and women marrying women. I mean, listen, we got a problem here. That means the government is sitting down discussing principles that are not principles. They are discussing perversion and calling it principle. How can you violate a basic first principle? God made them male and female, and God blessed them. That's the first principle of relationship. God made them male and female. That means the male ain't got no fetus ability. He ain't supposed to be married to you. I'm talking to the men. And if both of you got female capacity, both of you are only supposed to be married. That's a principle. Why? Because the principle of marriage is to produce, to multiply. And if you can't multiply, then the principle is violated. Therefore, what you're doing is perversion. Two men can't produce a child. I don't care how you fix that, doc. And adopting children ain't having children. Come on, let's do this. Let's do this thing right. I am talking about, two men could adopt a child. Imagine that confused child. I mean, which one does he call mama? That must be depressing for children. Come think about it. My God. My daddy is a man. My mommy is a man. How are you going to tell your friends at school that? That's foolishness. They got books in New York schools now. As a matter of fact, they were trying to get them in the public schools. And you better start talking about this now in the Bahamas. Because we got some strange teachers in our country talking foolishness too. As long as I'm alive, you don't have a problem. They got books in the public schools in America that they're trying to put in the curriculum. Textbook for children at the age of 7. Title of the book, My Two Dads. And the book is designed to teach children that homosexuality is an acceptable lifestyle. At age 7. They're violating principle. I mean, two male dogs can't produce puppies. Can't we learn? Like I always say, when Fido and Rover play, and they play good. But when Rover ready for heat, he tells Fido, see you later. Say amen anyhow. Hey, Fido say, I know where to find the situation. My name is you. And if dogs, my God, men are dumber than dogs. Clap, 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 clap. Go on, clap, clap. We need to understand you don't violate principles and get away. Principles are not invented by society, so no government can change God's law. Let me just suggest to you something very strongly, and that is any law in your country that violates the principles of this book is required to be disobeyed. Give you an example. Pilate passed a law from Caesar, who sent it down from Rome, and the law went like this. There's no king but Caesar. And there's no lord but Caesar. And anyone that preaches any other lord or king is an enemy of Rome. That was a law, that was a decree written in the law of Rome. And Jesus came. He said, I am Lord. Trouble started. Then Pilate asked him, are you a king? He says, you said it. I'm a king. And disciples started preaching that after his resurrection, that they found a new Lord and a new king. And they arrested them and they said to them, you are violating the law, the fundamental creed, a decree of Caesar. You are violating the principle of Rome. Therefore, we command you not to preach anymore in the name of this man, Jesus. If you do, then we must put you to death by law of the Roman Empire. Believe me, friends, your life is coming to that soon.
This program was sponsored by TBN and was made possible by your love gifts and telephone pledges. It can remain on the air only with your continued support. So write Miles Monroe, P.O. Box A, Santa Ana, California, 92711. Thanks.